This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Big story is Donald Trump, the president, goes to Puerto Rico, and the hurricane's now official death toll rises to 34, while the San Juan mayor ripped the president as the miscommunicator in chief, is what she called him. In the meantime, the president is on his way to Las Vegas tomorrow, and now the story is about why. It's still the question we were asking immediately after we heard of the horrific shootings, the massacre in Las Vegas. But Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock was somebody who obviously had a premeditated idea on his mind of killing people. He set up a video camera inside his hotel room, 32 stories above that concert that was right there in his sights, and then had a bunch of surveillance equipment outside his room to tip him off when the cops arrived. So I suppose, assuming this is eventually going to happen, and the sheriff, the undersheriff today, had a long news conference, talked about everything they knew about the two cameras in the hall, another in the peephole of the door of the room, had talked about how he had fired off and on for 9 to 11 minutes from the first call to the police at 10:08 to 10:19 is when it finished, and then talked about, whether the pictures that were circulating on the internet, because there was a gruesome picture of a guy with half of his head, frankly, blown off, and where you could see that he had been shot by a self-inflicted wound, and he confirmed, he said, that was the picture, this was the picture of him. So one of the other possible threads, or just more threads about the people that died, the hail of bullets, everything that's going on right now to get you up to date, kind of a little bit of a timeline here. All the victims have preliminarily been identified. That was huge for the coroner to do that as quickly as possible because the fatalities are 59 altogether. And the amount of guns confiscated from the hotel room and two of the houses, 47 guns, rifles, shotguns, pistols, and they were all bought legally in Nevada, Utah, California, and Texas. They also found this thing called the bump fire stocks, which is something that's fitted for automation on weapons that were recovered from the hotel room. They found several pounds of ammonium nitrate, a fertilizer that could be turned into explosives. We saw that in the mid-90s with the Oklahoma City bombing. And we know these facts to be, nailed down, that he used a fully automatic weapon to fire on the 22,000 people at this country festival, Route 91 Harvest Festival. And it was just about 1,000 feet from his hotel room. The other twist in this is they're looking at the wiring of $100,000 just last week to the Philippines, the home of his girlfriend, the home country of his girlfriend. The girlfriend is 62-year-old Mary Lou Danley. They're calling her a person of interest because they want to be able to ask her questions, obviously. She was in the Philippines during this deadly attack, and she's coming back to the United States. It's supposed to be back on Wednesday. And what they're saying is, out of the Sheriff's Department in Las Vegas, is that they're going to tell her the investigation is ongoing, and they're trying to get they're anticipating what kind of information they may be able to get from her. And they're tracing all of his gambling. They're looking at his huge gambling habit and trying to figure out if any of that had anything to do, perhaps, with what happened in Vegas. But the fact that he set up the cameras in and out of the hotel room certainly tells you something, and there's no question that this was premeditated. As for guns and the tug of war for guns and gun control and all of that, right now what they're saying on the Hill is this is not the time to have that discussion. It's smart to say that because it's not the time when they're still picking up the pieces and completely shocked in Vegas. There's no way that the focus is going to be on any kind of gun legislation. It's of course, it is premature in the wrong time at this point. And then somebody would say, as somebody said to me, say, well, when is the right time? And I understand that response, but I would say, can we not, like, give it a day or two, and a day or two to go through and let the coroner, which they just wrapped up, identify the people and go through what they had to go through with some of this evidence gathering and poof, move forward? Because not to take the giant headlines away from the task of helping the victims and the victims' families. This is what I would say. What McConnell said is the investigation has not been completed. So he said, I think it's premature to be discussing legislative solutions if there are any. And at the end of the investigation, there'll be an appropriate time to discuss it. So what is up for discussion in D.C. is tax reform. That's what they're trying to mess with, is the budget, tax reform, etc. Although there are some that are throwing up gun control or talking about it. And then there are mostly others who are trying to put it at bay for at least a week or a couple of weeks. In fact, the House hasn't scheduled a vote on a bill to loosen restrictions on gun silencers, because that's something that has come up and normally might have been already discussed, but because of what's now gone on in Vegas, it's not. They're not even going in that direction at this point. So it's been a really wild couple of months, and you know, first you have lately you have the situation in Puerto Rico, you have what's happened, very different obviously, in Vegas, and a plethora of other kinds of discussions that we're weaving in and out of. Is really, we're at a wild crossroads, I think, in the United States, where I say this all the time on America Tonight, and not a lot of people take me up on it. They do when it comes to the mailbag, and in fact, this is going to be a great mailbag. We're going to the mail next. But when I say it, and I mean it, and I've said it from the very beginning, I don't have the big giant microphone and make the big giant bucks that talent like Sean Hannity or some of the others in talk radio have with again big sexy budgets where they can really spend a lot of money on all kinds of bells and whistles, but and beat the drum in a certain direction. But I've said right from the very beginning on this show, the one thing we can do is have the conversation. So if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, hate labels, can't stand them, you're a social conservative, and you're a conservative when it comes to your politics, or you're a mixed bag, which I know a lot of people like that, who are much more liberal socially and much more conservative otherwise. See, we got all kinds of ways we can mix this all up. But the bottom line is, you can be part of the discussion. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're hitting the mailbag next.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now, don't just walk away. Pretending you're
ready. You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, we do have mail, a ton of it, and opinions gone wild, and I love it. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, we can sneak in a call, though, too, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. But right now, let's move to the mailbag, and here's what the mailbag looks like. This one is from Brian, and Brian says, Kate, I am so sick of people who jump on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is. For God's sake, people, you take your ridiculous opinions about guns and put it to rest while others are burying, half of them, their children. And let's get through the week, at least, before we dive into that conversation. I think it's cold-hearted. And by the way, I don't get the semi-automatic weapons. I'm a hunter. I have a few guns. They're legal. I know how to use them. I'm for responsible gun ownership. But I am not for semi-automatic weapons, no matter what was done to alter the kind of weapons he had. It's ridiculous, and any responsible gun owner knows it's a bunch of crap to say that it's great to have access to oodles of ammunition. It's unnecessary. Could the kids' lives have been saved in Connecticut? Could the people in Vegas have had their lives saved? I would argue that even if some were killed, some would be spared. Then there's this side of it, and this one is from Tom, listening to us in Austin, and he says, Kate, I do think we need to have the gun discussion. It does perhaps seem a little soon and seem as though we're not really caring about the people and their feelings in Vegas, but that's not true, because people are turning out at the blood banks, people are helping in Vegas, people are sending help from other areas. There are all kinds of GoFundMe pages being gone that are being put up for the victims. So I think it's the perfect time to have the gun discussion. And the problem is, and I know people say it's crazy, cockamamie, nonsensical to have certain access to weaponry, but when you don't have the access to the weaponry is when you have to worry. And it seems silly or wrong or whatever inappropriate adjective you want to use and put in there, but I think without a doubt you have to dig your heels in on the Second Amendment. And even those who are not gun owners, if they really thought about it, how would you like it if you were in a situation where something, you were under fire and you had no access to weapons, but someone around you, if they did have the access to the weapons and you're not somebody who owns a gun and they take out the shooter, they save your life and you feel completely a gratitude to that gun owner. Well, in this case, we're comparing very different things because, of course, he was a sniper, basically, who knew what he was doing, had a sight set on when he was going to do it, had all of the ammunition and guns and everything else that he needed. He was armed, ready, and he was going to do serious destruction. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Sam I Am. Kate, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Very sad to see what's happened in Vegas. Incredibly divisive, incredibly sad. I feel so badly for those families. I can't even imagine what that would be like to get that call. You think of your own world, and can you imagine getting a call about your brother or your nephew or your sister-in-law or your husband or anybody else that you've introduced us to over the years? If you were to get that kind of a phone call, how would you react? Oh, I'd be like a wild animal. I'm being honest. What can you do? And the answer is, honestly, here's what I would think would happen. You could have the most stable personality, period. And then some horrific, awful tragedy happens. That kind of a tragedy. Wrong place, nut, psychopath, whatever. Or even if there were, because now there's questions about could there be somebody else? Because think about all the weapons, think about it quickly, even with what he used to be able to hit those clips the way he did. But regardless, we do know it was at least him, etc. And so then the question, if you get that phone call, you know, and it's obviously life altering, now you understand you're the victim, your beloved family member or friend was the victim, and you, that's it. You know, here's the one thing that's permanent, right? Death and taxes, don't they say that? You can always count on it. So what do we fear? And maybe some of you don't fear this, but what do we not want to see go away, honestly, if we have family and friends and another day where we breathe and we're above ground? And it's life. We want to be alive. And then to have somebody young cut down, somebody getting engaged, somebody who has a young mother, gosh, people celebrating special anniversaries and not really even that old. And I mean, there's just a million stories, people coming to Vegas and partaking and having a vacation. And then they see the concert. They decide to go to the concert. Just, I mean, it's awful. It really is. When any of this violence happens, to me, that's what I think of. I think how your heart would just be ripped in a million pieces. And how do you put that back together? Serious therapy, reaching out to other people who have had horrific things happen from a mass shooting or from whatever it is that we're talking about, from somebody driving a truck into a crowd. It's just a place you don't want to be. I mean, nobody wants to be in that group, right? You don't want to be in that group. And eventually we all end up losing people, but it's different when somebody's taken from you in a inexplicable way. There is no explanation for this. There isn't. There is nothing. There is no explanation. It's sad, sick, twisted. Again, there's not a great way to even describe it. Except for that there are people that are absolutely in pain. And that, how does that pain go away? And the answer to that is, you know, they say time heals all wounds. And I don't believe that completely. I think you can embrace life again, and you have hopefully people around you, but it's not the same. It's not the same life that it was previously, especially if we're talking about a husband, a wife, any kind of close family member. Brutal. All right, let's move to another one. This one from Amy, who says, Kate, this Puerto Rico deal is disconcerting, to say the least. The president went down there, and I think that's a good thing, and now he goes down there, and half the people are praising him, half are ripping him. I kind of feel like Donald Trump, whether he does stumble bumble and has a crazy, insane thing with Twitter, which is over the top. I mean, I totally believe that. But it does feel like he is somebody that, as a president, no matter what he does, he is going to get just leveled. So he does go to Puerto Rico, he makes the trip, he has the conversations, and then he is massively criticized for it. Every once in a while, I got to give the guy a break, and I agree with people. I think the Twitter stuff is stupid. I don't understand. Somebody should take Twitter away from him, but of course you couldn't do that. But he did go to Puerto Rico. He did go and visit the people. He did talk about what was going to be done. But he is always criticized for the way he handles things, no matter if he handles something good or not. I mean, however you look at it. All right, one last one, and then we're going to Forbes Books at Bedtime. This one is from Ryan, and Ryan says, Kate, did you see that football ratings were down on the weekend of the boycott? So I wonder if the NFL is concerned about that. The Nielsens were down by an average to 38.8 million, which was down from 14.8 million. I saw that today in the USA Today. And how about that? So it does show that that's a lot of viewers to be off. And there were people that were saying they weren't going to watch the NFL any longer, or at least not right now. So there was an impact, because there was a one-week boycott, and so people said they were going to do it, and that means maybe with all of the conversation, 35 million. The boycott was because some of the players used the national anthem to protest against police treatment of minorities. You used to say that there is power in the people, and whether you agree with it or not, certainly it showed that there were people that were out there deciding they didn't want to pay attention to the mighty NFL, and it affected how many people viewed the games, which then can mean it hurts advertising. And of course, that's when a league like the NFL would really feel the pinch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, what a guest we have now. I'd love to get him on the court for a game of horse, and I guarantee Greg Stebbin has no idea what horse or pig or any of that is.
I know what horse is.
You do?
I'm just never get to H.
I'm so shocked by that. Jamal Crawford from the Clippers one time had a little game of horse with me. He whipped me in 2 seconds, and I think it was pretty funny. I think our next guest, Maurice Mo Evans, would do the same thing. I think many of you listening who are sports fans would recognize Mo Evans most recently with the Washington Wizards, and of course has quite a career as a retired American professional basketball player. Like I said, most recently with the Wizards. Sorry about that. I thought the Wizards were going to go the distance, maybe. And he also was a VP of the NBA Players Association. Mo, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. And, you know, it's a great intro, especially even concerning, my man, just lost his train of thought, but he said he beat you in a horse. I mean, we play, he's probably one of the best shooters that I've ever played with and against. So it's just crazy to see how many shots he can make in a row. We used to shoot together when we both played for the Hawks. And it's just crazy to see like how consistently he can shoot the ball.
Yeah, no kidding. And like I said, for people who don't know, Jamal Crawford, you think even just a couple years ago, Sixth Man Award, he deserved that. I mean, he has what they call Mo Right eyes. He can just, I think he can see all over the place on that floor.
But the thing for me is just like how calm, cool, and collected he is. I mean, I remember there was a game when we played for the Hawks and we were playing against the Suns. We were down 2, and Coach drew up a play, and he was literally, the play was for him. But I remember he was talking to somebody else, like during the, like Coach was drawing the play. And Coach was like, hey, Jamal, you paying attention? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you know, goes out there and he shoots a 3-pointer, and we only needed 2, and he hit it and we won the game. And then he went back and finished the conversation. Like he immediately after. And I was like, man, this is another year that I don't think, you know, most people recognize. So that's my Jamal story. But he, I mean, JC is one of the most consistent guys. He's a really good guy. Obviously has a long tenure in the league and deservingly so with all the great four pointers that he's made and, you know, the six man awards. I mean, he's great in the community. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You played for a bunch of teams, not just Washington and Atlanta, Orlando in the mix too, the Lakers, obviously. Did you have a favorite coach of all the people that you played for?
Interestingly, my favorite coach actually is the head assistant for the San Antonio Spurs, Ettore Messina. He was just fantastic. He actually coached me when I played in Europe. The 2 years I played in one for Treviso, Benetton Treviso, and he was my head coach there. He actually coached Manu Ginobili the year before. He's now been a long-time assistant in the NBA, but he's absolutely my favorite coach. And obviously, prior to that, Phil Jackson was a great coach. I had Flip Saunders. The late Flip Saunders was definitely one of my favorites in terms of I've had him three times in my career, Minnesota, Detroit, and Washington. So it was great to see his progression throughout his career. Me coming in as a rookie and then obviously seeing him before his, you know, before he trying to transition out of here, he was just one of the best offensive coaches I've ever been around.
You know, it's interesting, Mo, hearing you talk about coaches you played with, and you know, we can get a flavor of the influence of them on your life. I'm curious, you know, when you retired in 2012, you kind of lose this or leave. I'm speculating that you kind of leave this world that's designed to have you play at your best, and all of a sudden, I guess you're out on your own. Is that right? And what was that like for you?
Yeah, the transition is very difficult for a lot of players. And I was probably one of the more seasoned players in terms of I have multiple investments. I have a lot of business acumen. It's one of the reasons that I was one of the only players who was involved in every aspect of the labor negotiations. You know, I really, my knowledge of the sports business significantly increased during that process. But at the same time, so many players lack transitional skills. And so we're all suited to be basketball players. We heavily invest in that. We work out multiple times a day. We eat right. We do all these different things related to our specific sports. And this is all professional athletes. But even with a degree like I had, you don't have any direct experience. So as you're transitioning out, it's difficult to go find something unless you go into being an analyst or a coach or a GM or one of those, you know, niche jobs that so many athletes are vying for and jockeying for as they transition out. It's really difficult to see guys transition out. So that's one of the reasons that we started the company that we have, Every Level of Success, trying to help athletes better transition.
Yeah, and don't you think, Mo, I mean, what a great thing, because you're right. I've seen this over the years that I've covered sports, what happens when somebody gets out, and you nailed it. If they're not going into the business of sports where they're an analyst and they're on one of the big networks or they're doing coaching or GM or whatever, all of a sudden, what are they doing? So when you get a hold of somebody, no matter what the sport is, take us through that process. How does that work?
Well, the first thing that we do is we obviously we kind of help them redefine what success looks like for them. Because, again, we talk about it in terms of something that we feel like is applicable to them is we speak about their winning space. Like everybody knows that, again, your winning space is essentially your calling in life. And the thing that's interesting is most people, your winning space is only still seasonal. So most of these guys were in their winning space for 10 years. 15 years. It depends on however long they played, but now they have to be able to transition and take all of the uncommonalities, the skills, the experience, the relationships that they all accumulated in that sport, you know, in that winning space, and now transition them into the next spot. So we help them redefine success first and foremost. Then we connect them to our 360 service provider network, the individuals who are experts in whatever area of life they're going to need that support in. For example, most of the individuals, one of the most challenging things they have transitioning, even as it relates to their skill sets and finding another job, most of those guys have liquidity. So it's not like they don't have financial concerns. But the challenge is because they've been so vested in their sport, now they're expected to come transition as a father as well and as a husband. And so now you want to wake up and go expect Kobe Bryant to start taking his kids to school shortly after retiring. And now going on date nights and doing all these different things. He's used to going to the gym, used to getting on the road, getting on the plane, and doing all these different things, but they don't have that excuse anymore. So most of the guys in the NBA, NFL, et cetera, the next transition, the most difficult thing they experience is divorced. Mm-hmm. And then half their assets are gone, and now the earning potential relative to the sport is at its lowest point. Now it damages the overall brand, and it's just like a downward spiral for most people that they will never, recover from.
I guess my question for you, Mo, and we're talking with Mo Evans. He's the president and CEO of Every Level of Success. The website is everylevelofsuccesscompany.com. And, of course, you know him from playing for the Washington Wizards, Atlanta, Orlando Magic, the LA Lakers, now having this company called Every Level of Success. You mentioned early on that you, in a sense, had an advantage as a player because you had a much broader business set of experiences. How did you know to pursue the business side of your life at the same time you were playing when so many players don't know to do that?
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. My father was an entrepreneur. He was a master plumber. He owned his own business the entire time when I was in high school growing up. And it was not the most scalable business at the time. It was very much a mom and pop, and, you know, I kind of seen him and, go through that struggle, but it was something that I was always passionate about, was business, especially sports business and sports technology. And unfortunately, I learned a lot of tough lessons at my own expense. And it was, you know, when I retired that I said, I can't keep learning these lessons, you know, in real time. I have to be able to accelerate my learning curve some way. That's when I started writing the book. And I also wanted to stop other athletes from putting our money, you know, one of the things that you learn is you can put money, for example, in investing in a company, but one of the most difficult things I've seen is getting that money back, generating a return. And so most of the time I would put $500,000 in a company, and then I find myself having to go work for that same company to help them generate a return or scale their business model. So now all of a sudden, not only am I an investor, but I'm essentially paying to have a job that's unpaid and then help them scale the model because they don't have the relationships that I had. So I just learned a lot just through trial and error. And now I'm a lot more seasoned as an investor, and I work with a lot of other athletes as they make those decisions and help them to kind of pinpoint things and challenges to look for.
Yeah, do you think a lot of athletes get trapped that same way where their entourage or people that have been around them hit them up for money and have ideas about businesses, and then they don't know how to really run the business they started, and they're coasting on your connections? And, boy, that is deadly, isn't it?
It is, and it's challenging because just like any person in business, period, you do business with people you like, you know, and you trust.
Right.
Unfortunately, the people that athletes like, know, and trust don't have much more knowledge or skills concerning some of the businesses that they go in. And that's why, you know, even the comments about LeBron James is crew. At least LeBron has helped them get direct experience in those related fields so that they can now be educated and be qualified to handle those certain, you know, business opportunities or manage, opportunities for him, period. And that's one thing you can give him credit for, because LeBron James is probably one of the best I've seen do it. I've seen Magic Johnson has done a great job transitioning. Junior Bridgman has done a great job. Chauncey Billups is now doing a really great job in terms of managing both the business and the transitional process. So there's a couple of names that I've seen have done it well. Jamal Mashburn is another one who's done it extremely well. So there's a few of the athletes who have really transitioned, you know, very, very well.
Mo, we just have a minute or two, and this is, of course, on a radio feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime. So we have to ask, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is just nothing really. I have a lot of peace. I get great sleep. I'm not a warrior because I'm really trusted. I'm really rooting. But if there were something to keep me up, it's just reaching my fullest potential. I have a lot of opportunities, and I have a lot of different skill sets and experience, and just making sure that I'm living my best life and living it for myself and for my family, as opposed to giving the best of my time to everything else and then just living life with my leftover time. So that's something that's very important to me.
Love it. You sleep well at night. Mo Evans, President and CEO of Every Level of Success. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
You too.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tonight, boy, this is a story that you might have caught on 60 Minutes about the Gulen Charter School Network. It's just absolutely crazy when we talk about some of what's happened with the Gulen Network, which already has 200 schools across the United States. And that includes military bases. It extends beyond that to 200 countries around the globe. Gulen is currently opening something like 1,000 schools on the continent of Africa. So why should you care about that? We have somebody joining us now who's an international attorney, Bob Amsterdam. And Bob, I'm going to let you take it from there and tell us about what people don't understand. They don't know what's happening right underneath their noses.
Well, I'll tell you, the Gulen movement is a cult, essentially. It is a cult that's educating today 80,000 students in 29 states. We've published a book called Empire of Deceit, which is available free online at empireofdeceit.com. And it outlines basically a scam that this organization is running that we estimate has cost American taxpayers well in excess of $250 million, that's with a B, billion dollars. Involving also the loss of thousands of teacher jobs because these Gulen folks bring over their own cult members from Turkey, some of them qualified, most of them not. Very few of them speak English well. And I'll tell you, we've had a number of whistleblowers from this cult come to us. And even though these teachers are brought over to teach the poorest children often, their English language skills are so bad, I've needed translators sometimes. So these folks come over on phony H-1B visas, phony because they have to tithe up to 40% of their income to the imam in Pennsylvania. And they set up schools which are not only funded with taxpayer money, but where Poulin-related service companies take the rest of the money. I'm telling you, they've spent over $20 million just on legal fees for immigration attorneys. They then have sweetheart deals with related companies to double or triple the rents for these schools. It is outrageous. Not only that, in terms of the students themselves, there's all sorts of issues with how they treat those students with learning disabilities. Sometimes they're excluded from classes. So in one school, they had their uniforms taken from them. And there's a movie out, which we had nothing to do with, by an independent American lawyer. Actually, it took 5 years to do this movie called Killing Ed. And the outtakes from that movie are also on our website for people to actually see what goes on in these schools.
Well, and you know, you mentioned that your book is called Empire of Deceit, and this was a 2-year investigation. So you are not saying this lightly, obviously, not that we thought you were, but that you really dug deeply into what is happening here in this network. And you mentioned the number, the billions of American taxpayer dollars. And here's what I wonder is, how is this allowed? This might be a naive question, but how is this allowed to happen? Like I said, right under our noses, aren't there people that are irate about this? What about the parents who are sending their kids to these schools? And are, as you said, it's like a cult. Are they just blindly continuing to go there?
People are scared. You know, I've been served with legal notices, as have many members of our team. We, and I've always said this on every show we're interviewed on, we were actually paid by the government of Turkey. Because, let me tell you, if we weren't paid, we couldn't have hired the researchers we hired all over the states to do this. Because we call it Empire of Deceit because this organization is so damn good at hiding what they're doing. The school names have nothing to do with the Gulen organization. The administrators, 100% of these boards are majority Turkish board. These administrators do not admit that they are connected to the Gulen movement. So this is a practiced art of deception. And these deceivers also get involved in changing scores on tests, in changing admission requirements. And I'll tell you what's amazing. There's another, there's a show that was just put on by a bunch of kids that's available on iTunes that just came out a couple of days ago on the movement. And you can find it. I don't have the title of it, but I think if you search iTunes for the Gulen movement, you'll find it. And they actually interviewed a student from one of these schools who caught on to all of the issues we raise in our 650-page book. He and his parents caught on to it when he was on a school trip to Turkey and he was separated from his parents, and they started to realize this was a cult. So it's they work by intimidating people and by lying to them, frankly.
Wow. And, you know, I mentioned you were an international lawyer and you've represented a lot of high profile political prisoners. And as you watch this unfold, I mean, you have an incredible background, Bob, in this. And of course, you put the word out there. You're, you know, a prolific columnist. You blog all over the place. Your writings have been published in the International Herald Tribune, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post. So you definitely have a name and definitely people listen to you. And it has to really scare you to see the vastness of this network, because ultimately, I mentioned this, the idea that Gulen is opening 1,000 schools on the continent of Africa, and of course the ideology, that is the danger in this, and what these poor young kids are learning and how the parents are clinging to the hope that this education is great, but yet it's being run by an Islamic imam who believes right in Sharia law.
Well, and in fact, you know, it's worse because they're also bringing American students into the cult. And I think that's one of we're the first organization to ever actually have sort of documented proof in respect to how they do this. So this is a serious issue, and the piece that's missing that we haven't discussed that will form the basis of book two, which will also be available free of charge, is that they donate massively across state, federal, and local officials. And they bring many of our local and state officials and federal officials to Turkey on paid-for trips. It's the donations that fuel the silence that keeps this organization growing at an exponential rate throughout the United States.
Yeah, were you, as you dug into this, because I mentioned 2 years, did it, every step along the way, did it surprise you at the twists and how deep this is?
Let me tell you, when the Turks first wanted to hire me on this, and I was based solely in London at the time, I'm a British lawyer as well as a Canadian lawyer, I said, look, this can't be happening in the United States of America. There's no way with the regulations that go on in the United States, litigation revolution, man, this can't be happening. And then I came to the U.S., I grew up in the U.S., and I couldn't believe that under the aegis of charter schools, you could educate American children with so little regulation. And then I realized that Glenn was a big funder of a lot of the charter school lobbyists. So they would lobby for Gulen just like they'd lobby for the normal pay-to-play charter schools. And when I've tried to point this out to the charter school advocates to say, you know, you've got a bad apple here, they don't want to listen. It's almost like when it comes to charter schools, they can do no wrong.
Wow. And you think about that, and we mentioned this, military bases just seems so stunning to me that especially on a military base, but forget that, the other schools, like you say, stunning that this is happening in the United States, of America. And obviously the Turks, and you mentioned it, they see the danger in this and realizing, and you talked about it, the 40% of the salaries of the teachers. Wow, crazy.
Well, and that's why they want to expand, because these schools, they're not expanding these schools to help American kids.
No.
They're expanding these schools to help the cult grow. And because the cult is under tremendous attack in Turkey, where they're alleged to have fomented the coup that killed over 300 people and injured over 3,000 people. So it's an incredible story that the American taxpayer allegedly has funded an organization that is engaged in these kind of political destabilizing activities around the world.
Yeah, crazy. So, Bob, you're working on part two. If people want to get Empire of Deceit, where do they go?
www.empireofdeceit.com. They can also get a free view of Killing Ed, this movie about the Gulen movement.
Excellent. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.